For some 75 years, Alberto Arroyo ran in Central Park. He claimed to be the first runner there, the first to run around the Central Park Reservoir, long before there was a running track. Later, with his weather-beaten face and white hair, he was still there, no matter the season, waving, talking, encouraging people. Yesterday, the running track was dedicated to Arroyo in a memorial service, and NPR's Margo Adler was there.
As some 150 people lined both sides of the reservoir track near the bench where Arroyo often sat, they left a wide space so that runners could pass by throughout the service. He would have insisted, they said. Parks Commissioner Adrian Benepe said Arroyo was like the mail carrier. Neither rain nor snow nor gloom of night kept him from his rounds. Wendy Mangiaracina, a mother of three, says she would return to the reservoir after each child was born, and Alberto was always there.
I was always so out of shape, and I felt so crappy. And, you know, he always really brought me up and made me feel good and said I could do it and I could get back in shape. He was such a positive thing in my life. I wonder if he knows that.
Everyone had a story. Here are Lori Braun, Ruth Pagan, Connie Rosegarten, and Raul Garcia.
Always gave you time. Always. The smile. Just a genuine person.
I did the power walking. I didn't do the jogging like he did. But he got me hooked. And I looked forward to coming here every single day just to see Alberto. He was just a wonderful soul.
I didn't know about this. I didn't know he had passed till I happened to be walking home. And I was like, oh, no, he's gone. No.
We used to sit here till 11, 12 o'clock midnight, just talking, running around. And I used to train here with him. He used to tell me what sneakers to buy and all that, you know.
Arroyo, who died last month at 94, was a very private person. At the memorial service, a longtime friend, Edmund Mehring, said he only learned late in his friendship that Arroyo had taken a vow of poverty at an early age and had given all his money away. He lived in a single-room occupancy hotel on the Upper West Side.
With just a hot plate and a phone that only dialed 911. Alberto said that you have to be able to be happy with nothing. He had cereal in the morning. He said that he had fresh air in the afternoon. And then he'd have Chinese takeout for dinner. And what's more New York than that?
Then Parks Commissioner Benepe unveiled a plaque dedicating the famed 1.6-mile running track to Arroyo. He said he brought greetings from the temporary mayor, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, to the memory of the full-time mayor of Central Park.
So on behalf of a grateful city, thank you, Alberto.
Edmund Mehring said Arroyo told a filmmaker he didn't mind dying. You just go from one apartment to another. This was his place in the sun, he said, the Central Park Reservoir, even on a rainy day, his last apartment on Earth. But most runners said they still keep thinking they'll see him when they round a bend. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.